This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I apologize immediately to those of you on YouTube who can't hear the music because federal law prohibits us from playing music over YouTube from time to time. But the theme music, for those of you who don't know, is When Doves Cry by Prince, because she is a Prince fan. She is one of our besties here on The Fan, and she is the inaugural guest, the first ever guest on Middays with Thunder. Camille Davis is in the house. Camille, how are you?
Man, I feel special. I was already having a good day. Like, we had Labor Day yesterday, had some family time. The weather is good. And now I'm the inaugural guest on Middays with Thunder. Like, I'm feeling good about myself right now.
Well, it is my pleasure and honor to have you on the show. I'm so excited you could be here. And as we get closer and closer to Packer season, I know we've got all sorts of things to discuss, and we always have, and you and I always go on tangents as well, which is totally fine. But first, tell us about the new podcast that's going on that was just announced, I think, like last week or 2 weeks ago. Tell us about some of the new things that you're involved in.
Yeah, so everybody knows, I think, I should say everybody, most people know, if you know me, you know I do work with Pack a Day podcast, so continuing that work, and from working with Pack a Day, I do the audio side every Monday with Dan Kotnick and Monty Moore, and it's just a fantastic group. So Monty, myself, and Dan, we're doing a new podcast for Cheesehead TV. It's coming out every Thursday weekly throughout the season, talking Packers football. It is titled Ahead of the Pack.
Is there a focus? Is there like something you're focused on specifically with it?
Yeah. So with this one, because me, Monty, and Dan do normally post-game shows for Pack a Day, this one is going to be more of like a preview for the next opponent for the Packers coming up. A little bit of fun, making some predictions that you might not hear from other shows as well. So looking to have some fun while previewing Packers opponents.
And what's it called one more time?
Ahead of the Pack.
Ahead of the Pack. I love it. And you're still going to be doing the other stuff with Pack a Day and with Locked On Bucks and all that sort of stuff too, right?
Still busy, still doing Pack a Day, still doing Locked On Bucks, Technical File Podcast. It's all still happening, just adding on Ahead of the Pack with it as well.
I love it. So exciting. So Camille joining us, Camille Davis is on Middays with Thunder. And I'm looking at my watch. I don't wear a watch. I'm looking at my watch. It's Tuesday. I feel like Sunday can't get here fast enough. Like, I am so, I wasn't excited. Like, and really? Yeah, Micah Parsons is like part of it. But I don't think it's like, I think we needed to get through Labor Day weekend. We needed to get through the first weekend of college football, which I'm not a big college football guy. I mean, I watch all the games, but I'm not a huge fan at all. Like, I have them on in the background. I'm not sitting down and watching pretty much any game, except for the Badgers, maybe. But literally, we got to last night. And last night, I started thinking about, oh my gosh, tomorrow's Tuesday of Packers game week. And I started like, I was bouncing around. I couldn't sit still. And I still feel that way. Like, Camille, I am so excited for this week.
Me too, for a lot of reasons. Not just the fact that it's football coming back, which, of course, that's excitement. But the Packers are actually opening up the season at home, which we have not done under Matt LaFleur.
Yeah.
Like, what? The first time under the Matt LaFleur era. So doing that against the Lions at home, a team that for years the Packers would beat up on the Lions, but the Lions have won 6 of the last 7 games, including 3 in a row at Lambeau. So like as much stakes as you can have in a week one game that also happens to be a divisional game, like this is one of those games that has it all.
Yeah, it really does. And so, you know, as much as I want to get to Sunday, we have days before Sunday. And certainly one of the big storylines yesterday was Micah Parsons. And like, is there a back situation? You know, media only gets to be a part of the practice. So as we're watching, you know, our friend Andy Herman, or we're watching, you know, other reporters who are, you know, can only see the individual stuff. They weren't allowed to be there for the team stuff. You know, it feels like, is he getting an epidural shot with that anti-inflammatory? Like, what does that mean? And so what are your thoughts about where Micah Parsons is today? What do you expect his involvement to be come Sunday?
A little anxious. You don't want to hear about back injuries generally for any type of player, but especially a pass rusher. Use a lot of your back in that torque when you're going up against opposing offensive linemen. So a little like anxious, maybe a little nervous about it. Mm-hmm. But again, understanding that this is a marathon, so to speak, not a sprint. Like if Micah Parsons on Sunday only plays 20 snaps, I won't be upset because the long game is important. Like just remembering, like we have a long season ahead of us. We have to make sure we pace ourselves. We don't want to put him in the game where he can be in a position to hurt himself, no matter how extravagant and outstanding the talent might be for him.
So I agree with you and I disagree with you. And because I'm like, I see the two different sides of this. Like I want Micah Parsons to make an impact. And if he's hurt or if something's going on, I do want to play the long game. But I also, and you realize this too, how important one game against Detroit really is in this division. I mean, if you're looking at teams that are that have aspirations to go 13-4, 12-5, whatever it might be, and compete for the division championship, yes, it's only week one, but this game matters. And if Micah Parsons is limited, I am a little nervous that the Packers come into this game a little undermanned. And as much as I don't want to be undermanned, if you're playing the Titans or the Dolphins or the Browns or whoever, I really don't want to be undermanned coming in playing the Lions, right?
Right. Like I said, the Lions have gotten the better of the Packers over the last few seasons, and that's just the facts of the matter. Like, you want to see Micah Parsons in this game. And on the other side, I'm like, Aiden Hutchinson, who missed most of the last season last year with his injury. How does he look when he comes back? And this could be a game where you're expecting to see a lot from Hutchinson. You're expecting to see Micah Parsons. We mentioned this on Pack-A-Day this week, but this could very well be a game where the run game is actually the most pronounced part of what you see here with Jamar Gibbs and David Montgomery on the Detroit side, with Josh Jacobs and crew on the Packers side of just establishing the run and going there for trying to put as many blinders as you can on those pass rushers by taking away those opportunities. So I'll be curious to see what the game plan looks like for him. And again, like I said, I do want to see Micah Parsons. This is a big game. The NFL doing a divisional game to open the season.
It's a big deal.
Puts a lot of stakes on it. But again, long game for me. I think when the Bears traded for Khalil Mack, I think he played 42 snaps in his first game with the Bears against the Packers, ironically enough. I would probably guess that Micah played the under.
I believe he had a pick six in that game, did he not?
We don't need to talk all the details of what happened.
You're right.
You know, we saw the snaps. Right, the snaps. So honestly, for Micah, I would probably think he gets under like 40, if 40 was the bar, I'd probably say he's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Under that.
Okay. Well, you took us to our next conversation point as well, beyond Micah Parsons. Camille Davis at Camille Monet on Twitter joining us here. Middays with Thunder on The Fan. Our studio is powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Is kind of, you know, bigger than Micah Parsons' game plan as these two teams do face off. And we kind of saw the explosion of Jahmyr Gibbs last year once David Montgomery got hurt. And they had been a very effective two-headed monster. Mm-hmm. And then Jahmyr Gibbs was even better when it was just him. And then, of course, with what Josh Jacobs was able to bring as much as... And listen, we can say this forever. We still love Aaron Jones. Like, even though he's wearing purple, like, he's one of the best guys to wear a Packers uniform in terms of community involvement, in terms of all the impact he made. But Josh Jacobs took that position to another level for the Green Bay Packers. This really is, with Jacobs and Gibbs, two of the premier running backs in the league. How you touched on it a little bit, but really, how important is getting the running game going to both these teams going to be in week one?
Oh, it's so important. Like, that's like football 101, it feels like, of like how important the run game is, because you can do so many other actions off of that. Mm-hmm. And we know for Jordan Love, for the Packers side of things, we're thinking about the rush game for them. Like, he's dealt with the thumb injury, so he hasn't been able to practice as fully as we were hoping for over the last few weeks. Yep. There could be some, you know, timing things with him and the receivers getting on the same page. We saw last year at the pass game, the drops with receivers from time to time as well, led the league in that. So I am curious how the pass game goes, but the run game can help them out so much. We already know Matt LaFleur loves running a lot of plays out of the same looks and just changing up what you actually see. So again, if you can get Jacobs going early and putting that pressure on the defense, where now you're starting to see loaded boxes, and now it's even easier to get those passes out for Jordan Love. Like, that's what I want to see, because outside of Love and you know, Micah Parsons and everything like that, I want to see Matthew Golden. I want to see Golden.
That was my next question, because we talked about that when you visited State Fair, is how excited we both were for Matthew Golden. And all the pictures from practice yesterday, they were all of number one. I don't know if I saw any pictures of number zero. I want to see how that number zero looks on Matthew Golden.
Well, today they actually were doing their pictures, so you saw for the first time.
I haven't seen Golden those yet. I gotta check my Twitterverse.
Your mind's gonna explode when you see the picture of Golden next to Parsons. You're gonna be like, This is crazy that we have a first round wide receiver. Do they have Parsons
and Golden and then Love? So like 1-0, 1-0. Like that, they got to get that picture.
They do. Yeah. It's perfect. And it'll look so good when with the Lombardi trophy just being held up at the end of the season.
From your mouth to God's ears, Camille.
Woof, we hoping.
Yes, we are. But I'm excited to see what Matthew Golden can do. And, listen, as a football fan, I actually really like Amon-Ra St. Brown, and I really like Jameson Williams. Like, I think they are a great 1-2 punch. I just hope they don't do well this Sunday. But in terms of offense, like, that's what we want to see on our side, too. And hopefully Matthew Golden and whoever, if Reed can go, or if he can go, or if Dobbs is ready to step up, or whatever Wicks ends up doing, it'll be, I think we're all ready to see, to stop talking about the wide receiver room and just see it on the field.
Yeah, let's start seeing it. And we know how week one goes. A lot of the overreactions of basing a whole entire season off the one thing you saw. Like, I think it is important to keep in mind, too, like, the context. Like, it is one game. All the games are very important. It's not the NBA. It's not MLB where you're playing so many games. You're not playing 82. You're not playing 160-some games. There are 17. So there is a level of pressure with it. But 1 week does not a team make. So I think it's important to keep that in context, whether Matthew Golden looks outstanding or he looks like a rookie. Like, we have to kind of keep that in mind, too, I think, with the excitement levels that we have heading into the game.
Absolutely. Camille Davis joining us here on Middays with Thunder. Quick question we got to ask about Thanasis. The Bucks signed Thanasis last week. And so it's easy to pile on Shams, right? Shams Charney. I think in general, he does a really good job. I think he's completely off his rocker and doesn't do his due diligence at all when it comes to Giannis. I think he just does what the higher ups at ESPN have told him to do, and that's to be a muckraker, and that's to cause chaos and get clickbait and all that sort of crap that he does with Giannis rumors. Because the tweet that he sent out, Bucks signed Thanasis. Now it looks like Giannis will stay with the Bucks this year. Dude was never leaving. Shams, you're an idiot. But Thanasis is back. Like, does that move any needles for anybody?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think one, the Shams thing, my co-host on Locked On Bucks, Justin Garcia, I think he had a great point this morning on our show about it, where he said that, I do think Shams is hearing this from somewhere.
Yep.
But whether that's from Giannis's camp, that's doubtful. We know Giannis's camp is very close-knit, very tight. It's very hard to know what he's doing. So I always look at the things that come out about Giannis and how it's positioned as, who benefits from this coming out? Who is trying to do something? Like, Giannis is a hot commodity. Everybody wants him in the league. So, some of the reports, I'm like, I wonder if this is other teams kind of wish-hoping and, we got to get him out of Milwaukee.
Wish-hoping. Over here. Can I use that?
You know what I mean?
I like that. Wish-hoping, yep.
That's what I think it is a lot of times. But for Thanasis re-signing with Milwaukee on a guaranteed deal at that, unlike Andre Jackson Jr., unlike Amir Coffey, this is a guaranteed deal for Thanasis. And yeah. I've been one of those people who's never cared about Thanasis being on the roster. Like, some people have such consternation over, he's wasting a roster spot. But
dude, spot number 15, relax. Spot number 15 doesn't matter. Yeah, go ahead.
Everybody who's been in a job, you've gone to a job before where there's someone who you work with and their personality is volatile, where you don't know who you're going to get that day. And that can make a work environment really uncomfortable because you don't know what you're walking into day after day.
True.
Thanasis is consistent. The energy he brings is consistent. He is a good teammate consistently. And what more can you ask for from an end of the bench player besides that consistency, that positivity, that energy? Oh, and by the way, he's the brother of your superstar. So, if it keeps him happy in Milwaukee, do it. I'd sign all the brothers if it means Giannis is here forever.
I actually was wondering, is Kostas better than Thanasis? Would he be a better fit? When they needed a backup center, when they were talking about that, would he be a fit on this team as a true 6'11", 7-footer? Camille Davis joining us here, the inaugural guest on Middays with Thunder. And so we'll leave you with Raw is coming on Monday. Are you going?
I'm trying to. I still haven't gotten my tickets, I'm trying to get in the door.
Fair. And what, they just had their big, they were just in Paris for the weekend. And we saw Becky protect her hot husband, Seth. what thoughts, if any, do you have on the world title chase or I will say it was good to see Big Jim Uso come to his brother's defense.
I hope that this means that AJ Lee is on her way back WWE.
So she's got to show up Friday in Chicago. I mean, CM Punk literally said to Adam Pearce that he's got something. It's got to be AJ Lee, right?
And if it's not, the disappointment levels are going to be so high because right. Seth and Becky against Punk and AJ Lee would be box office. Like, I got to see it.
Yep. No doubt. And for those of you who did listen to the show that was on these airwaves before Middays with Thunder, you know that Seth Rollins was a guest host playing up his fake ACL tear. He's a great actor. You got to give him that. He did not break character. That's for sure. Camille, thank you so much for jumping on today. We definitely are going to make this a regular spot. And as we talk Packers, Bucks, WWE, and anything else that's on your mind.
Love it. Cannot wait to be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.